chapter Bible reading for us this morning that is all about the resurrection. So I'm going to put it up on the screen behind us. It's from 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm going to read it out, and maybe you can read along with me. So it says, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead..." Now, resurrection's a big word. That means coming back from the dead, means raising up from the dead, okay? We're going to talk about resurrection a lot, so you need to know that. The resurrection is coming back from the dead. "Since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man." Now, you can see there, that's a great resurrection passage in the Bible. And I think it's such a great passage because it tells us why it's so important that Jesus came back from the dead, okay? So Christians have celebrated Easter for a long time because we think Jesus coming back from the dead is really, really important. And I think this passage does a really good job of telling us why it's important. But here's the thing. If you want to know why this passage is so helpful, then there's one word, or really there's two words in this passage that you need to understand, and I'm going to make them bigger. It's those two words there. First fruits. All right, if you want to know why this passage is so important, you need to understand the word first fruits. Now, this is a little bit hard for most of us because most of us don't live on farms. And if you don't live on a farm, then the chances are you don't use the words first fruits very much. But my father-in-law, he's actually a farmer and he's got lots of fruit trees on his farm. He grows all sorts of things, apricots and cherries and olives, all kinds of things. And so because of him, I know what first fruits are because he's told me. And this morning, I'm going to explain to all of you what they are as well. Now, to help me do this, my father-in-law has lent me one of his very special trees. You see this tree here? He actually let me borrow it. And it's a very, very special tree because this tree is unlike any other tree you've ever seen in the world. And the reason it's so special is because it grows Easter eggs. This is an Easter egg tree. Okay. Most of you didn't know Easter eggs grew on trees, did you? But they do. They grow on trees. All those Easter eggs in the supermarkets that you've seen, they've all been growing on trees. Farmers have been very, very, very busy. But you don't see them around because normally the farmers keep them very secret because if they, you know, they're out for everyone to see, people would steal them, wouldn't they, and come and nick all the Easter eggs while they're growing. So my father-in-law lent me this special Easter egg tree. Now, for most of the year, they look pretty normal. They just look like an ordinary tree, as you can see there. But once a year, around Easter time, these trees start to bear fruit. They start to bear fruit. They start to grow Easter eggs. Now, normally, this tree has grown lots of Easter eggs by Good Friday, but as you know, it's been a very dry, hot summer, and so it's a bit late this year, okay? Hasn't grown any fruit yet, but it always guaranteed grows fruit by Easter Sunday, which is today, so I think it's going to start growing fruit any minute. Okay, I reckon Easter eggs are going to start coming out of this thing any minute. But to get ready before that happens, I've actually organised for 3 volunteer harvesters to come and help me. So can I have my volunteers come up now, my 3 special volunteer harvesters? Now's the time. You're going to come up and help me? Come on. So, guys, I'm going to get you to get a basket each. Now, we've got to be ready because the eggs are going to start coming out, so we have to make sure we catch them all, okay? Now, just one very important thing we need to know first, though, is before the main harvest comes, all right, normally you get just a couple of eggs first up, all right? So normally it'll spew out Easter eggs everywhere, but before that happens, you only get a couple. So let's watch carefully, and hopefully soonish we should see an egg. You guys better look up here because you're going to have to harvest them. Can we see one coming out? Let's have a look. Watch carefully. Is it going to pop out? Oh, what? Look. What's that? It's going to fall off. It's going to drop. Oh, there's one. One egg. We'll see if we get another one. Watching carefully. Who knows where it's going to... Can anyone see it? There it is. Oh, you might need to get your basket a bit closer and pop. Oh, there's another one. Do you reckon there'll be another one? Let's have a look. Look carefully. Where is it? Can anyone see it? What? Cheeky tree. Oh, where is it now? Oh, there it is. Okay, there we go. So I told you it was a special tree, didn't I? But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, big deal. That's like three Easter eggs. We've got all these people here. That's not going to feed a village, is it? Stupid tree. But don't worry, because those three eggs are actually very, very exciting. And they are exciting because those three eggs are what we call the first fruits. All right? And first fruits are very exciting because they're called first fruits because they come first. Yeah? So before the rest of the harvest comes, you have the first fruits. Okay? And they're exciting because the first fruits tell you something. The first fruits tell you that lots more is on the way. It's like the first fruits are an early warning signal saying, hey, get ready because there's lots and lots and lots more fruit to come. Okay? So when you see the first fruits, you should get very, very excited because it means that more fruit is coming. So let's see what happens. So you guys better come around the front here, because what normally happens after the first fruit is that the tree starts to shake a bit. And then, watch. Whoa! Quick! Oh, pick them up. Put them in your basket. Is there going to be more? Whoa! Quick. Ah! They're coming from everywhere. Oh, they're still coming. You got two! Ah! They're coming from all over the place. Ah, there's more! And more! And more! Ah! Nuts. Oh, it's still going. Gosh, this is a really good tree. Must have been the long, hot, dry summer. Whoa, there we go. Well, I told you it was special, didn't I? Yeah? Amazing. So the first fruits, I'm just going to let our harvesters keep picking them up. Yeah, okay, come on. You can come and help pick up if some others want to help collect some eggs. Just by the way, parents, this tree produces dairy-based eggs. So, yeah, there are ones that produce more allergy-friendly. You got lots! More allergy-friendly eggs. And we do have some allergy-friendly eggs later on. But if you have kids that can't eat chocolate, then don't let them eat these. If you would like to come and get an egg from my harvesters, kids, you are welcome to, if that's okay with Mum and Dad. They're holding out their baskets. So come and grab an egg if you'd like to. Every kid is allowed to come and grab an egg. While they're doing that, let me just talk a little bit more. Hopefully, you can all now see why first fruits are very, very important. And hopefully, you all understand what first fruits are. Okay? They're the fruits that come first. And when you see the first fruits, it's like a big early warning signal that says, get ready, because there's lots more fruit on the way. So remember, we saw the first ones come out. And then lots more came out afterwards. That's why first fruits are so special. Okay. Now, I need you to remember this, all right? You need to remember what first fruits are, because in a minute we're going to sing another song, and after the song I'm going to come back up and I'm going to tell you how all of this helps us understand the resurrection of Jesus, okay? So if someone didn't get an Easter egg, now's a great time to come and get one. I'm going to get the music team to come back up. And then afterwards, I'm going to come back up and explain why all this first fruit stuff is so important to understand. Okay, so before that song, we spent some time thinking, didn't we, about what first fruits are. And we saw that they are the first fruits to appear on the tree, and that they are a sign that there is lots more fruit on the way. So when you see the first fruits, that's really what they're saying. They're saying, get ready, because there's lots more coming. Now, if you remember, the reason I wanted to spend a bit of time talking about the first fruits is because in our Bible reading, 1 Corinthians 15, it uses those words, doesn't it? Read it with me again. 1 Corinthians 15, 19 to 21. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits, there's that word, okay, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. Now, can everyone see there? The passage is using that word first fruits, isn't it? Only, it's not talking about a fruit. It's talking about a person. Can you see that? It's actually talking about a person, not a fruit, not even an Easter egg, but it's saying that Jesus is a first fruit. Now, that sounds a little bit strange, doesn't it, when you think about it? How can a person be first fruits? But really, what that passage is doing is it's using picture language to help us understand something very, very important. Okay? So let's think about it. If Jesus being resurrected, if Jesus coming back from the dead is like first fruits, then that must mean he is a sign that there will be more people coming back from the dead. Yeah? If he is a first fruit, it must mean that he is a sign that more people will do what he did. So Jesus' resurrection is like the sign saying, get ready, because lots of other people will be resurrected as well. Because remember, when you see first fruits, you know that more is on the way. Now, that's exactly what 1 Corinthians is saying, isn't it? Because in verses 22 to 23, we'll read on a little bit further, it says this, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, there's that word first fruits again, and when he comes, those who belong to him. Can you see that? So the amazing news in this passage is that if you belong to Jesus, if you are one of Jesus' people, then you too can be resurrected, just like he was. One day when he returns, he will resurrect you exactly the way he was resurrected. It's an extraordinary thing to say, isn't it? That just as death couldn't hold Jesus down, just as death wasn't the end for Jesus, neither does it need to be the end for you if you belong to him. Near the end of this passage, I'm just going to skip ahead a few verses, it says this, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? You know how death is something that scares most of it? It's like it's something that can sting you. It's nasty. Most of us are scared of it. When people die, most of us get very, very, very sad. Well, 1 Corinthians is saying, death doesn't have a sting anymore. Where's your victory, death? Where's your sting? Because if you belong to Jesus, death can't hold you down. It's lost all its power. Jesus' resurrection means you don't have to be afraid of death. And it's a great thing, isn't it? Because death is the thing that normally scares us the most. It's the one big problem that we humans just cannot seem to solve. And it causes us so much grief and so much sadness. But 1 Corinthians says that if you belong to Jesus, death has lost its sting. It can't keep you down. It's not the end. Because when Jesus comes back, you will get up again. You'll live a perfect life in a brand new perfect world forever. Now that is the Easter message. That's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. And if ever you doubt it, all you need to do is look at Jesus, because he is the first fruits. Yeah? He is the sign that his resurrection is only the beginning and there is much more to come. Well, we're going to sing again now. But before we do that, and as the music team come up, I'd just like to lead us in a prayer. So would you like to pray with me, and let's thank God for Jesus the first fruits and the fact that his resurrection means we can be sure that we will be resurrected too. Let's pray together. Father God, we are so thankful for the message of Easter. Thank you that it's so much more than just a holiday or just about getting together with people we love or even more than chocolate, but actually this first fruits idea gets us right to the heart of what Easter is really all about and why we can celebrate it. Thank you that Jesus is risen. Thank you that he beat death. Thank you that because of him, death has lost its sting. And thank you that if we belong to him, we don't have to be afraid of death either, because we know we will follow him. Just as he rose first, so will we rise again. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, and we pray that you'd help us to keep trusting him and looking to him as the source of our hope. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now don't worry, in a moment I'm going to hand back over to Kath and she'll get the Easter egg hunt underway. But before I do that, I just wanted to very quickly flag something that we've got coming up in May that you may well find interesting. See, it might be that you've been sitting here today and you're thinking about the Christian faith and you're looking at this amazing claim of Easter that I've been speaking about, and perhaps that's got you thinking, but maybe you're in a place where you're going, well, okay, that sounds very, very interesting, but I would need way more information before I could actually seriously make that a part of my life. Or perhaps you're thinking, yeah, look, that's all really well and good, but I've got way too many questions that I would need answered before I could actually seriously consider being one of these people that you speak about who belong to Jesus. And if that's you, if you're thinking those things, well, I want to say that's fine. I mean, this is big stuff that we've been talking about today. It needs serious thinking about. It needs serious consideration. I don't blame you for having big questions. And so that's why here at Summerlees we run something called the Good Life Project. Now, the Good Life Project, it runs over the four Monday nights of May, 7 to 8:30pm down at Fika Cafe at Kingston Beach. And really what it is it's a great place for you to find out more about the Christian faith. It's very relaxed. There's free food and drinks, great laid-back environment. It's a forum where you can ask any questions that you might have. There's nothing that's sort of out of bounds there. And what we do over those four Monday nights is we look at why a life lived with Jesus really is the good life. Why, as Christians, we believe it can satisfy your deepest desires in ways that nothing else can. And so if you're thinking about Christianity and you're interested, we would love to have you come along and join us. We've got a stall at the back there with a big sort of pop-up banner. There are flyers there. You can actually sign up today if you would like to, and we'll make sure you get all the information you need. Otherwise, come and chat to me or show up on the night. We would love to have you come along, because as we've seen, Jesus offers resurrection. It's the most amazing offer. It's something we would love for everybody to receive. So please come along and check it out.